This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 2100. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. Above all, the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded August 19th. Afghanistan, Antarctica, Armenia, Brazil, Canada, Cuba, Germany, Ireland, Christmas Island, Kuwait, Netherlands, North America, Russia, Spain, Tibet, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. There's been a bit of news concerning Afghanistan the past week. Here, of course, we concentrate on radio, especially medium wave and short wave. First reports came in August 15th about the regional lower-powered station in Kandahar on 1305 kHz being captured by the Taliban and renamed Voice of Sharia. Roger in Germany found some items on Facebook and Twitter about this. It's called Shariat Gag, G-H-A-G, also on FM there. News18.com says no more music is likely. The Taliban have operated mobile radio stations over the years, but not a station inside a major city since their previous rule ended in 2001. Chris Greenway of BBC Monitoring also reported the Taliban shut down the BBC relay in Kandahar on 89.2 FM. That, of course, raises the question whether the high-power 400 kilowatt central station of Afghanistan in Kabul on 1107 kilohertz would still be on the air, or when would it be taken over. Via remote receiver in New Delhi, I was able to hear 1107, still August 15th around 15 UT, and some bits of music, so probably at that time still not under control of the Taliban. There are two other major medium-wave frequencies, 1296 with 400 kilowatts at the same place as 1107 near Kabul, and 621 kilohertz elsewhere in the country, both of those relaying programming from the United States. And they were still being heard by Mauno Ritola via his remote receiver in Finland as of August 15th. The last shortwave transmitter from Afghanistan, 6100, has been off the air for a number of years, so it's unlikely to be heard again, but keep that in mind. By the way, the remote receiver in New Delhi is only 1 megameter from Kabul, so with 400 kilowatts or even less, those signals ought to be pounding in. However, there's a high noise level, it seems, in New Delhi. Some brief news about this, dated August 15th, via NRC International DX Digest. Reports indicate that 1107 in Kabul had been taken. They took control of that main station around 1700 UT, ID'd as Emirat Islamiya Afghanistan at 1800, and mostly Quran recitations followed, according to Yorma Mantila in the DXing.info FB group. By the way, the original opening and closing times of 1107, maybe still continuing, are midnight 30 and 1930 UT, according to Wolfgang Büschel. On August 19th, Hans-Jürg Biener in Germany forwards a press release from Deutsche Welle that the Taliban have taken revenge on the family of a DW journalist currently working in Germany, one of many examples. Now to shortwave into Afghanistan. Meanwhile, a new clandestine suddenly appeared while all this was going on 7600 kilohertz. John Jurasek says there was a report in the WRTH FB group by Mauno Ritola about apparent TV channel audio in Pashto heard on 7600 at 12:30. John Jurasek forwarded that and quickly checked it out. He cannot hear it in the U.S., but via remote in Kuwait at 1410 UT on August 16th. Someone first assumed this was a frequency change by BBC, but that was soon corrected by Arthur Posner. August 17th at 1705. He says it's supposedly originating from Radio Afghanistan International, which is based in the UK. Could be the same transmitter site as Radio Iran International in Uzbekistan. The parent company of both programs is Volant Media UK Limited. That's V-O-L-A-N-T. So Ron Howard then found this info about this from Volant Media, but failing to mention anything about shortwave. It was at the website iranintl.com, dated August 16th. Volant Media UK Limited, the parent company of Iran International TV, launched Afghanistan International TV, AITV, which aspires to serve as a 24/7 international news network to provide reliable information for audiences and protect media freedom in the country. The situation in Afghanistan is so dire that AITV decided to launch the network prior to the planned start date slated for the UN International Peace Day on September 21st. The hope is that this will fill a media vacuum that has developed with so many people fleeing the country and will provide a critical source of reporting and info amid rapidly shifting events on the ground. Started with daily 9 hours of live television news programs to expand a full 24/7 schedule as soon as possible. Also has a radio stream, which is already offering 24-hour news and programs. But this release does not give any details about where to find it. Roger in Germany says, if you're looking for the missing video to the sound on 7600, it's at afintl.com. And there's a ticker with the TV picture, with a note in Dari, mentioning the radio frequency of 7600 only. Meanwhile, the TV satellite info is 11221 vertical on the Turkmen satellite, 27500 2/3 FEC. Next question is, where is 7600 actually being transmitted from? I find it puts in a good steady signal into Kuwait remote receiver, which is hardly on the way to Afghanistan from Uzbekistan, our first assumption. Then Wolfgang Duschel points out that Roger Tarr did a TDOA direction finding with remote receivers, and those led to Armenia. Then Joe's Jacob in India says, I've been monitoring 7600 for a few days, continuously, and on 2 days, August 18th and 19th, I noticed that exactly 0230 UT, there's a sudden drop in signals, from fair to very poor. It may be a change of transmitters and or power, and or transmitter site. Alokesh Gupta in India says there seems to be a change in site at 0230 from Armenia to Uzbekistan. Both sites are already used for their other station, Radio Iran International. Guy Ludwig says a site switch for 7600 at 0230 makes perfect sense. Running it from one and the same site 24/7 would make it either prone to weak levels and noisy reception during daytime, or put at risk to skip over the target area at night. A combination Uzbekistan daytime and Armenia nighttime indeed looks like a plausible scenario. Ivo Ivanov, Observer Bulgaria, thinks that Uzbekistan is used both before and after 0230, but different transmitters. From 2:30 to 14:30, it's off frequency, 7599.8 variable, while from 14:30 to 0230, it is close to 7600.0. And related info concerning the Armenia site, Alokesh Gupta says, Iran International TV is on medium wave 1395 via Armenia, 500 kilowatts due south between 1500 and 0300. However, it's not totally clear whether this is still active. Mauno Ritola doubts it. If on the air, Wolfgang Bischel says it would be the one and only superb Zarya antenna now on the air again. That is, as originally in some Russian sites, comprised of 26 masts, 2.2 kilometers long. As of Wednesday, August 18th, checked at 1446, LRA 36 Antarctica still had not returned to the air during one of the times it was previously scheduled, checking via Brazilian remotes on 15475.98. Another of the major medium wave signals in Brazil is gone, 100 kilowatts on 1280. Huelbe Garcia in Brazil reports to the medium wave circle that Super Radio Tupi in Rio de Janeiro, ZYJ455, ceased its transmissions on 23rd of June. Before that, it was in the daytime only, since 31 May 2019. Now its main frequency is FM 96.5. For quite some time in our evenings, I'd been noticing some very diffuse FM spur blobbing around 12030 kHz, thought it might be something local. But on August 15th at midnight 15, I was getting an extremely distorted spur blob of music, much stronger, about 11,530, plus or minus 20 kilohertz. I was all set to pin it on Cuba, but then I recognized it was in Brazuges and in fact matches RNA on 11,780. So 250 kilohertz above and below the fundamental, it's putting out this noise around 11,530 and 12,030. Richard Lacroix reports to ODXA about Trenton Military, the flight weather transmissions from Canada. 15,034 was saying no signal received for all its locations at 0230 UT August 17th on 6754, as well as the day's time frequency 15,034. Both USB, also distorted audio. Alex Kaminsky in Ohio says it's probably the same transmitter. I would think this is an important safety of flight station to have no usable weather reports and a mouthful of pebbles modulation is a sign the Canadian government does not want it anymore and will likely take it offline. Maybe, but I've noted such problems before and it eventually made a comeback. Perhaps simply no one's paying attention during summer vacations. Anyhow, Richard Lacroix says he has notified Trenton about this problem. Cuban noise jamming of the 40 or 41 meter bands continues August 13th at 0605. I found noise jamming against nothing in the ham band on 7157 and 7215, and where Radio Marti is no longer broadcasting that late on 7335 and 7435. In communication of the British DX Club, Alan Dean forwards info from the Studio 52 Hit Mix website concerning Germany. Telstar Radio has had two broadcasts. The first one was on July 24th, and the second one will be Saturday, 28 August at 11 to 14 UT via Now in Germany on 6045. Ivo Ivanov reports, effective from August 16th, Brother Stare, the Overcomer Ministry, is again on air via channel 292 Germany frequencies, 3955, 6070, and 9670, amounting to about 440 hours per week. That is filling all times except when other transmissions have been booked for other clients, because they say this will keep the station on the air for some time. And I was already hearing his dulcet tones just after midnight UT, August 16th, on 9670. RTE Ireland had not resumed its long-wave transmitter on 252 kHz as of August 14th, as expected, leading some to assume they didn't really plan to ever bring it back. However, Patrick Nolan says he emailed RTE and got a reply that the power for the long-wave transmitter would be powered up gradually starting Monday, August 16th at 9:30 o'clock. And in fact, Mauno Ritola says a strong open carrier was switched on at 0912 UT. Dave Kenny in England says he was hearing it before 0940 UT. Good reception into Holland's remote, says Kari Kallio. John Hode in the Canary Islands tells Medium Wave Circle he was hearing it at 03 UT, August 17th, with far better signal than BBC on 198 kHz. A media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, now reaching number 2,100. Thanks to those who have congratulated us on this milestone. Contributions to support this non-commercial service and website, worldofradio.com, may be sent via PayPal to woradio@yahoo.com, or by money order and check in U.S. funds to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK. 73702. A sign of fall medium wave DX conditions coming on. I'm again hearing a just barely audible carrier on 846 kHz when checked after 06 UT, August 15th, 17th, and 18th. It has to be Christmas Island, or Kiritimati as it looks like it's spelt, which is so far east that it's about the same longitude as Hawaii, and thus a sesquihour after local sunset already. Radio Kuwait has not only been way off frequency, but drifting around. In the British DX Club, John Gleason in Birmingham reports the 15530 transmission at 05 to 08 UT was actually around 15455 on August 14th. On the 15th, Ivo Ivanov monitored it as follows. From 0630 on 15, 448.5. From 0734, drifted down to 15,445.1. And by 7:58, 15,444.4. These were all in English as heard via a remote in Russia. However, on August 17th, after 05 UT, Wolfgang Bischel said this was no longer the case. The scheduled Arabic frequency 15,530 was actually right on, but in English instead, while Arabic was on 15,514.707. Via Manuel Mendez, Spain, news from Free Radio Service Holland about its next broadcast, 4 hours in the evening, starting at 17:52 UT and still 22:05, on August 29th. Frequency 7700, 4900, which could be altered up or down a bit, and 6185. It's an unofficial celebration of their 41st anniversary. Via Observer Bulgaria, registered new frequency of Radio Europe Netherlands via the site Alphen aan den Rijn, 6115 at 14 to 23 UT in Dutch according to HFCC. However, New Zealand is also on 6115 starting at 1651 until 1835, and then there's WWCR starting at 2200. The Dutch station is only 1 kilowatt. More daytime transmissions of Antichrist Pirate Station YHWH. Rick Barton in Arizona heard him August 13th, Friday, at 15:05 UT on 9630. But Rick says he went off by 15:55, which was before I could get him tuned in. But on Monday, August 16th, he was back on the frequency he'd also used on August 12th, 11840. Rick Barton was hearing him when he tuned in progress at 15:40, and off at 15:59. Mysterious Russian buzzer on 4625 has had some competition. Kari Kallio in Finland says, I heard it the night of August 15th. The spoken language seemed to have been Russian. The buzzer is very popular in Russia. Its fans appear to listen to it quite often on remotes in Finland, and nothing else. But this was an additional transmission of a pirate. Wojtek Zaremba in Poland also reports it to Hardcore DX, such as August 18th at 21:25 to 21:36, the regular buzzer mixing with an unknown pirate station broadcasting nonstop music in USB. At various times on August 15th, 16th, 17th, and 18th, checking 15520 for Spain, there's only dead air from an open carrier, while the other three frequencies generally can be heard. 15520 is the one aimed toward the Middle East. It seems they keep turning on the transmitter, but don't notice that it's not being modulated. Something's always nonsensical at Novalejas. In the British DX Club, Frank Bast in France monitored the 23 to midnight UT broadcast of a clandestine Voice of Tibet via Tajikistan, which keeps jumping around to different nearby frequencies. On that date, it went as follows. From 23 UT on 7496, 2308, 7476, 2328, 7486, 2335, 7491, and 2341 until sign-off 2359 on 7486. He's getting a good signal, and it's much stronger than the Chinese jammer, which always ends in 0 or 5. I was wondering if it would follow exactly the same times for jumping around on subsequent nights. So on the next night, August 13th, Wolfgang Büschel checked and did say that is the case. How about interference to WBCQ? It was very weak into Europe, such as 7489.833 at 2345, says Wolfgang Büschel. Büschel also checked the other Voice of Tibet broadcast at 13 to 14 UT, when, at times, two different transmitters are involved, one from Uzbekistan, the other from Tajikistan. At 1300 starting on 9876, at 1305, 9864, 1310, 9886. But this was carrier only. At 1311, 9899. From 1330 on two frequencies at once, 9896 and 9864, for at least 5 minutes, 1335-9876. And just before closing, at 1359, on both 9886 and 9836. Some WBCQ transmissions have been missing. Whenever I check, even via nearby remotes, I'm not hearing it anymore on 3265. August 18th at 0610, both 6160- and 4790- were off the air instead of Brother Staring All Night. However, 9330 was still on the air, perhaps from a different transmitter site via the high gain antenna. That's not clear at all. It is a lower powered backup transmitter while they're still awaiting a replacement high power plate amplifier tube. And August 19th at 0552, I found 4790- was off again, but 6160- was on. At least August 11th until 19th, transmitter number 5 at WRMI has been missing from 9455. No info on what the problem may be, but it's lasted at least a week. Scheduled 24 hours mostly with you-know-what, except for 2 hours of a variety of programming starting at midnight and at 09 UT on 9455. However, August 19th at 1351, I was getting a very weak signal, barely audible, on 9455, but at that time it must have been Furusato no Kaze, the clandestine from Japan for North Korea, transmitted via Taiwan. Ben Cobb, who monitors FCC actions closely, reports August 19th. The FCC has accepted for filing the license application of DPA MAC for a DRM shortwave station. This does not mean it is granted, only that it has passed a minimum threshold of review. Though it may offer some audio content, the proposed station would transmit confidential data to investors for high-speed trading, which is a private network service. The FCC rules for international broadcasting, which have not been meaningfully updated in decades, do not permit such operations. August 14th at 0555 UT, my main signal on 1090 KAAY Little Rock was in dead air, so I turned up the volume and DX'd an understation, giving an FM frequency of 107.7 on the Fox Sports Radio Network. The only one which fits is the 5-kilowatt non-directional daytimer in the middle of the night, WAQE in Rice Lake, Wisconsin. Alex Kaminsky in Ohio says the historic call letters of WMBI, 1110 in Chicago, have ceased to exist. It is officially now WXES. It had been one of the oldest non-commercial Christian radio stations and the flagship of Moody's Broadcasting Network back to 1926. But Moody had switched the station to Spanish Christian programming in 2012. It was purchased from Moody's by El Sembrador Ministries in July. 4.2 kilowatts daytime. But Christos Rigas in Chicago replies, only the AM station changed calls. 90.1 FM was not sold by Moody Bible, and is still WMBI. As for WXES AM 1110, once the new owners took control in mid-July, they turned the station off, and it's been silence ever since. 1130 kHz, an interesting frequency here. August 9th at 0618, I had Spanish interference to KWKH by a super hype voice actor, which I abbreviate SHVA. It could be American or Mexican. Well, there are supposed daytimers in Georgia, Tennessee, and Texas speaking Spanish. In ABDX, Powell E. Way in South Carolina says that WLBA in Gainesville, Georgia, was blasting in at night at 0115 UT. That's a 10-kilowatt daytimer, and in fact it is listed as Spanish. Also on 1130, August 14th at 06 UT, KWKH, Sports Talk from Louisiana, the main signal, but not very strong, had interference from a music station, which I could also hear in the daytime as it turned out. It's KLEY, Wellington, Kansas, not far from here, which has been reactivated almost a year after it went silent. So obviously it's back on the air just to avoid losing its license, and it may soon go off again. By the way, it's 250 watts daytime, and supposed to be only 1 watt at night. Yeah, sure. Not clear if that is also the case for its sibling station at the same street address but a different town, Winfield, Kansas, KKLE 1550. IRCADX Monitor reports on an FCC auction. On July 27th, an auction for the four St. Louis area AM stations deleted when its licensee was found ineligible to hold broadcast licenses. KQQZ 1190, KZQZ 1430, KFTK 1490, and WQQW 1510, plus many FM openings. Nobody bid on any of the AM slots, which does not bode well for the idea of any new AM stations being made available ever again. Via Dave Haskell, IRCA, there's much more about this in the August 13th issue of Broadcast Law Blog. Far beyond St. Louis, it's headlined, Auction for new AM and FM channels ends with almost a third of the channels unsold. Does this say something about the FCC's local ownership rules? Here's another station I heard in the middle of the night when it's licensed to run only 1 watt, but it's 700 kilometers away. 1540, August 17th at 0632, America's Best Music, AM 1540, and 98.7 FM, which means it was KBOA in Kennett, Missouri. In the World of Radio IO group, Sean McHenry raises the question of DXing illegal U.S. church broadcasts. During the viral lockdown, we've had a huge surge in small churches attempting to purchase transmitters that would allow them to reach a parking lot full of vehicles, sort of a drive-in religion experience. He says, I worked at a company dealing with ham and shortwave here in Ohio. I wonder what that is. So we had a huge increase in people calling about these. I always informed them that multi-watt transmitters all over Amazon and eBay were patently illegal. It's amazing how many didn't seem to care about that part. I'm curious if anyone has picked up these broadcasts. I haven't heard about this as a thing, but the number of them out there has to be a lot more than we all realize. I thought about a legal limit Part 19 transmitter for a drive-in movie night when this mess first started. Anyone, has this been a new phenomenon other than in the U.S.? I would imagine it is, seeing how many transmitters are advertised. There are almost always FM broadcast band units. Nobody does AM these days, right? Well, I suggest that you tune around your local FM band, especially Sunday mornings, between 9 and noon local time. Of all things RustDX, this item from the RadioReporter.org blog, in order to stem the pressure of migrants on the Mexican border, the USA is also using radio advertising. A State Department spokesman told CNN that more than 30,000 ads are aired each month on Central American stations. The aim is to counter misinformation spread by traffickers and the idea that President Biden is softer on immigration. The radio medium was chosen to reach the largest number of people, and religious leaders and public figures were also involved in production of the releases. The monthly budget is $600,000. The announcements broadcast in El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras are in Spanish and 5 indigenous languages and last 40 seconds. I'm still hearing a very weak carrier on 4975 at night. And guess what? August 16th at 0615, there was enough modulation to recognize it as Brother Scare, the same as on adjacent 4980 from WRMI. So I'm wondering if it could be a spur from that, or what could be the explanation. Brother Scare is on so many transmitters now that he's dead. Propagation outlook from SWPC Boulder. Geomagnetic field reaching active levels on August 24th and September 3rd. ANK indices peaking at 12 and 4. Solar fluctuating between 73 and 74. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 2100 with a standard disclaimer.